How did Father's Day go? Tell me how it went. What happened? Anything special? Did you maybe meet with a child whom you hadn't been with in the last 7, 8, 9 months because they live so far away? Maybe the last year and a half? Did you go someplace special to eat? Did you go to worship service and then go home and just chill a while, rest and relax? How'd it go? What happened for you? You know, I really do want to applaud our many, many fathers who are really, really doing a great job of raising, developing, nurturing your children. I mean that. I appreciate you just like I appreciate our mothers, and I let our mothers know that around Mother's Day time. I've got to let our fathers know. We applaud you too. We take our hats off to you. Thank you for being inspirers of your children. Thank you for being motivators of your children. Thank you for setting such positive examples of living right before your children. Thank you for giving them the courage to take the next step when what they're embarking on begins to become a bit intimidating for them. And you let them know, hey, it's okay. It's okay. Sometimes we'll be intimidated. Sometimes we'll be a little afraid, but don't let that stop you. Keep moving ahead. Keep moving ahead. Keep moving ahead. Thank you so much for being an example of being a good student as many of you fathers continue with your education and put your heart and soul into it without doing a lot of complaining, even though it's challenging. You get the work done and let your children know how gratifying and how rewarding you find the overall experience so that they can develop a positive mindset about the academic process, the educational process. Thank you so many fathers for teaching your children to really, really dream about being productive members of society and begin to take some critical steps in that direction. Thank you for teaching your children how to know God, how to appreciate God, how to honor Him and value Him. Thank you so much, fathers, for doing so many good things. Belatedly, but very sincerely, I want to wish you happy Father's Day. You know, very often I'll go ahead and address Mother's Day after Mother's Day. I'll address Father's Day after Father's Day. Because the beauty of it is this. Even though that one day of recognition for mothers, Mother's Day, comes one day and is gone the same day, at the end of that day, the value of motherhood continues. Even though Father's Day is an observance that occurs on one day, the value of fatherhood continues. And so I'll deliberately go ahead and acknowledge both of these great days of observance, even after the fact. Thank you. And so we're going to be going into some detail, more detail about fatherhood specifically later today. But let me tell you where I would like for us to go right now. I would like for us to go visiting. And this is where I want us to go visit. I want us to visit the Mall of America. How many of you have been to the Mall of America? I've been, and I tell you what, it's a fascinating place. It really is. Fascinating place. Let me give you just some facts about it. Are you ready? Here we go. Some facts about Mall of America, the one that's located in Minnesota. Okay. This place is so huge. How many of you have been to a baseball game, either amateur, I should say semi-pro or pro? You've been to a baseball game. What did you think about the stadium? Was it beautiful? Was it spacious? Was it open, airy, inviting? Did they have good food there? How many people could the stadium seat? Well, I'm going to be talking for a minute about stadiums and planes and things like that, because I want us to get just a feel for what this Mall of America is really about. And I think you're going to be fascinated. I mentioned I went there some time ago, years and years ago. And I tell you what, I was amazed. Can you imagine walking into a mall and you see an attraction like a carnival with the rides and all that kind of stuff inside of a mall? I mean, it was amazing. So here we are, just checking this place out, and I mean, all kinds of food, places to eat, all kinds of stores. I mean, this place is just huge. Huge, huge, huge. Now, imagine the Yankee Stadium seating approximately, almost 57,000 people. Wow, that's a lot of tickets, right? A lot of people. Almost 57,000. All right, I'll put it this way, because you have different numbers. Let's just put it this way. More than 50,000. The Yankee Stadium seats more than 50,000 people. Standing room capacity. Standing room capacity, more than 50,000 in one stadium. Now, take that information, keep that in your mind, and then wrap your mind around this. The Mall of America is so big that it can hold approximately 9 Yankee stadiums. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, approximately 9 Yankee stadiums can fit into Mall of America. Okay, now, how would you like to walk a mall that big? It can accommodate 9 Yankee stadiums. I think you could get a fairly decent workout? Okay, how many of you enjoy going on national flights or international flights, something that's going to take you, at the very least, from coast to coast, east coast to west coast, or vice versa? Yeah, okay. And the bigger the plane, generally speaking, the smoother the ride, generally speaking. You hit air pockets, smoothness goes away, no matter what. But how many of you have seen those Boeing 747s? Yeah, the Boeing 747. That's a big plane. Big plane. Could we say huge? That plane is huge. Can you imagine? Think about the last trip you made. And not one where you were flying. Well, if you want to, you can consider this too. Even if it was a smaller plane, almost like what some people call a crop duster. It's not really a crop duster. It's not that small. But it's one of the smaller planes that'll get you from a smaller regional airport, maybe to a larger international airport. You're not expecting a whole lot of people to be on the plane. So it's one of the smaller planes. You can see the twin jets and all that kind of engines, all that kind of stuff. Whether you look at that one or you consider one of those huge planes that you flew on when you were going from, let's say, from Georgia to California, New York to California, and you had, instead of 2 rows of seats, well, 3 rows of seats, you had maybe 6 rows of seats. One of these huge planes. Can you imagine fitting 43, you heard me right now, 43 Boeing 747s inside that one Mall of America. Mall of America receives approximately 40 million visitors each year. 40 million. That's more people than the combined population of South Dakota, North Dakota, Canada, and one other state. Huge. Now, 40 million visitors per year equates to approximately 110,000 visitors per day. 110,000 visitors per day, plus the many, many, many employees who are working there to make all of that stuff work. Check this out. More than 520 shops, 50 restaurants. I mentioned to you the attractions, you know, with all the rides and stuff like that, amusement parks, things like that. More than 15 of them inside Mall of America. Inside. I mean that literally. Some of you who haven't been to Mall of America might be wondering if I'm exaggerating when I say this. And you're thinking, okay, so you mean as you approach the parking, you have 5 or 6 or 7 attractions out there, outdoors, and then you have maybe 3 or 4 of them inside the building? No, I mean literally more than 15 attractions, entertainment centers, like Six Flags of America, something like that. I'm not saying on that scale necessarily, but that type of attraction inside, under the roof of Mall of America. All of that with approximately 110,000 visitors and employees to keep all of those more than 500 shops going, 50 plus restaurants going. Everything that they have in there, you know, they got to have employees. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of space. Those are a lot of people. Again, big enough for 9 Yankee stadiums. Can you imagine mom, dad, 2 young children walking around in the Mall of America? And they're just having a ball. They get in there sometime that morning. Let's say they show up at 10:30 in the morning. And one of the first things they do is rush over to some place where they can get some cotton candy, because mom and dad have already agreed they're going to let the children just eat what they want to eat this day. And so brother and sister decide, hey, we want some cotton candy. So they get some cotton candy. They enjoy it. Okay, can we have a candy apple too? Whatever you want. We're letting you eat whatever you want today. Because most of the time they're eating healthy. Today, the agreement is you eat whatever you want. So they finish off that cotton candy, and then they eat their candy apple, and they're just having a good time. Talk about how good that food is, and they're looking all around at all the sights and sounds. They're looking at all the people, other families walking through, and they're looking at the rides way down the way and think, oh yeah, we need to go on, get on that. We need to get on that. And I mean, everybody's just excited, and they're trying to kind of strategize as to how they're going to do everything. I tell you what, and they're looking at all these children, all of these parents, all of these people, remember now, over 100,000 people under that roof in one day. And so they're looking at all the people. They're listening to all the smiles. They're listening to the laughter. They're listening to the conversation. They're listening as the people laugh and scream as they're on those high-rise rides, because the ball is so big that the roof is so high that they got some height, some elevation for those rides, just like if they were outdoors. Man, I tell you what, it's amazing, truly, truly amazing. So they finish that cotton candy, have a blast. Finish that candy apple, have a blast. Can I get a grape soda? And can I get a Coke? Get them the Coke, grape soda, and they're ready. They done got some food and drink in those bellies, and they're ready to go for a ride. They get on one of the rides, and I mean they're on this Ferris wheel, just having a ball, just screaming mom and dad on the rides with them. Everybody just having a blast. They ride, they get off, and they talk about how much fun that ride was. And then they say, okay, what are we going to get on next? And they look around, they look at some signs to see what other attractions are in there. Oh, this one. And they go get on the next one. And they just have a ball. I mean, this day is just going well. It is going well. It's really beyond what they had imagined. They just, every brochure they looked at couldn't quite do it justice. Every conversation they had with the few people they talked with who had been there just couldn't do it justice. Being there, experiencing it, was just something totally different. I mean, they're having a blast. So they get on there, third ride. Oh, wow, this is great. And then they start talking about the next meal that they're going to have. Yeah, I mean, they're just having a ball. They are really enjoying themselves. Everybody, the children and the parents, really enjoying themselves. And then something happens. Let's talk about that in just a few. This event that takes place that they definitely did not foresee.